And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side of Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all are talking about this show, this show. Goes like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga, and I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, War Eagle, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, logging in on the live stream, audio and video on places like X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, and our website, rightsidemedia.org. And then it's all y'all that podcast, because we have now hit well over 370,000 downloads of the podcast of this show because of all you guys out there that catch it after the fact. So all I'm saying is this: everywhere you catch this show, everywhere you get it, in whatever form you get it in, you're the reason why we get behind the microphone at all. So thank you very much, all you Right Side ruffians. I've got people sitting in studio right now, which ain't nothing but good. So sitting in studio is my daughter, Caitlin, and the Birdman, who many of y'all may or may not be aware as he's the host of Right Click Podcast for us. He is also my son-in-law. So Caitlin and the Birdman are both here in the studio. Hey, you guys, how are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Hello.
I'm good. I made it through the monologue.
Me too.
I did not know if I'd be able to make it through the monologue, but I did. I was going to say, you guys were there on the very first broadcast day, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Was it up in, we did it up in the Athens studio, I believe?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're now here on the last day. So, yay.
Had to book in.
Yeah. Had to be here for the first and the last one.
Yeah. And you brought cake to both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Yeah, you're right. We know what our priorities are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'll go ahead and, too, so the audience is not going to know. I mean, there's no way you could see everything it took in the background, you guys, all you ruffians out there, listen, to know what it took to get all this to work. But back in the day, like the very first website, some of the first social media presence, the ability to have merchandise, I think even setting up my email, that was all done by Birdman. So you know, some people say, well, it's a good thing my daughter married a doctor. Or some people say it's a good thing my daughter married a lawyer. I'm saying it's a good thing my daughter married a tech guy, because I would have no idea what to have done. So thank you very much for that, man.
Happy to. No, in all seriousness, I loved it from the start. I've always loved being a part of it. It's always been an honor.
Well, it has been good. But the fun part of it is how much she put up with your stuff in the studio. He took over a whole corner of a room upstairs to do his podcast.
Yeah, actually, he has a whole entire room to himself. This is his man cave too, which I was fine with. I wanted him to have.
Well, so. It's good, but you guys have been OG ruffians. So
that we have.
True.
Some of the first T-shirts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Caitlin Marie.
Sir.
I mean, you're a grown woman. You're out there in the world. You're married. You're doing stuff. But you've seen me over the years do crazy things. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think I was going to have a radio show? Did that ever cross your mind in the years past?
No. I mean, just thinking of all the things you have done, all the experience you've had, but radio is never one of the things I thought would be added into the repertoire that is Phil Williams.
But I call it all Phil Williams Enterprises.
Yep.
I never saw it coming. All right, so I don't know if I've ever asked you this. What was your reaction when either Mom or I won said, Dad's going to have a radio show? What ran through your mind?
I think it was one of those, wait, what? And then I'm like, that's awesome. So it was a mixture of shock and awe.
It has been shock and awe. There are times when the shock and the awe felt more like awe and then, oh, big shocks. All right, so Birdman, you've had the Right Click podcast. So part of our repertoire has been the growth of Right Side Media, the parent company here, grew into more than radio. Radio is where we started, but then we moved into my written stuff, and then we also moved into podcasting. So one of the very first podcasts, I did one called Right Philosophy, mm-hmm. and you had Right Click.
Right.
How's that been?
You know, it's funny. I was talking about that recently. It is, you were mentioning early on, you know, when I was helping with the website, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've almost forgotten about that, to be honest, and not in a bad way, just once Right Click became its own thing and we stood it up, and then, like you were talking about, like, she helped me figure out what we wanted to do with making a studio at the house and then mm-hmm. making it happen. Like, that has been, you know, that's been the focus when it comes to this. And, especially, you know, JP just knocks it out of the park with the rest of this stuff. All the stuff that I had to do, I got to focus on being a part of the same media-focused mission.
Yeah.
And that was always a very me thing from the start, because I remember the conversation over pizza about what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I think we can continue the same mission in a totally different avenue. And yeah. I honestly think we've done very well at that. Yeah. I think it's pushed exactly how we really had it in our heads in the beginning. And I'm very proud of that.
Well, I think so too. And you do have it. And JP, if you could find a picture, a screenshot of him in his studio, that'd be cool. But I mean, I'm asking you off the cuff, but if you can find one, of course, you're JP, so why would I not worry?
no pressure. I'll get on that.
No pressure.
But yeah, you made a point. So one of the things that we tried to do when I started this, I didn't want it to just be all about a Phil Williams voice. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have conservative voices. And, you know, and listen, y'all out there in the audience, I'm going to tell you right now, praise God, when your kids grow up and they find a spouse that actually matches the rest of the family's ideology and spiritual growth and worldview and all that kind of stuff. So luckily I had a son-in-law who was super conservative, but you also came in with your tech and gaming background.
Right.
And so totally different vehicle to speak truth about culture at the same time. So you've been out there like nailing some of the major gaming companies and others and putting the wokeness out there so people can see it. And just it's the same stuff, different genre.
It's exactly it. We knew as things were progressing, as the ideas were forming, it's like, okay, this, yeah, it might be a shock to some people who are used to this specific flavor, but all that same stuff that you talk about, all the same stuff that we talk about, all the same stuff that we rant about, it's all out there in the pop culture, in the movies, in the video games, in you fill in the blank, right?
Yeah.
That was what made it such a thing at the start. And as I've gone through this, as I've done this every week for how long at this point, it is interesting to see how things ebb and flow. And how over the last year especially, that mission, I've seen it out there. And that's cool to see. You know, some of that has to do with election season and stuff like that. People change with the wind, right? But even a couple weeks ago, seeing things that were supposed to be the big release, and then you found out, oh, this actor is doing this and saying this garbage, and then people just revolt against it.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't. You did not see that 3 years ago. Now you do.
Somewhere along the line, you and I had a conversation too, and you told me that as you've been doing your podcast and talking to other folks, because you were a competitive gamer.
Correct.
And you've talked to other folks who are still in competition, and they're like, I forget how you worded it, but I walked away with the conversation in my mind hearing there are people out there in gaming industry just so glad they're actually conservatives, actually speaking up about the gaming industry now.
It's
true. They went like total woke for a while.
By the way, I got Birdman's Epic Studio.
Oh, yeah. the Epic. If you're watching the live stream right now, Birdman in his studio, that's a good shot too, by the way. Good job. The lighted wall was like...
You can thank my beautiful wife for that one. She's way smarter than me.
So you did that.
We figured out how to do that. Let me tell you, we may have jerry-rigged that a little bit. Yeah,
a lot of it.
But it's staying and it's working.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the people who were like, and I know you've gone to some stuff with him too. Mm-hmm. So there's actually conservatives. He's not the only conservative in the gaming industry.
No. And talking about, like, you know, tide shifting, people being able to speak out. I think people are now feeling like, oh, bit in power to be able to talk about these things, whereas they didn't before.
Yeah.
And as you always say, like, there are more of us than there are of them. Like, we're realizing we're not alone.
Yeah.
And so when you're able to unite together in numbers, it gives you strength and courage, because you don't feel like you're alone. You don't feel like you're isolated. So yeah. I think there is a bit of that. And so more people are speaking up about it.
All right. And you know, you guys are, where would y'all be if we had to give the categories? I know JP's the Gen Z guy. We all be Gen Z or millennials. I forget which one y'all are in.
I have no idea. Okay. I don't keep up with it.
I think 1996 is the cutoff between millennial and Gen Z. So if y'all are before 96, then I guess you're a millennial.
Because you're
okay, so
I'm a millennial.
You're both Gen Z.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so that was the other thing, was to find voices for different age groups. Mm-hmm. So I was the gray beard. All right. And then JP came along and not only did studio work, but he had his own podcast, out of right field, and using sports as a vehicle to talk to culture. Mm-hmm. You guys using gaming as a genre to talk about culture. We had Emily Jones came along. We did her podcast, The Controversial Mom. She just talked about what it's like to be a mom in culture, just like wearing people out for, you know, being on the left. And then Jared Hudson came along. And I will tell you this. We're about to take a break, but it occurred to me the other day, it's kind of cool. You know, we've got people that have come and gone on the show. And now we've got, like, one of our podcasters, Emily, is running for state school board. One of our podcasters, Jared, is running for U.S. Senate. You know, and I'm stepping off to go do this thing with the U.S. Attorney's Office. But it's been cool to watch the thing that you guys have been a part of. And I love y'all, and thank you for being here on the first and the last show.
Absolutely.
Of course.
And I say last show, I got to make sure I'm clear. All y'all out there, last time I'm behind the microphone as the guru, or the, as my sign says that one of our listeners sent to me, the Right Side Radio Commander, I'm relieved of command and passing the guide on to JP, Allison, and Amy Beth, and they'll take it and run with it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have your daily segment from the courthouse, right? Every day, you'll be popping in, telling us the latest from the DOJ.
Excuse me, Your Honor, I'm going to step out and do a thing. Yeah. Can I do that? That's probably not going to work, but if y'all can list me as host emeritus, I would appreciate that. Yeah, there you go. All right, you guys, I love y'all. Thank y'all for being here with Cake, especially.
Absolutely.
Of course. And thank you for all your podcasting, too, by the way.
Of course.
Thank you for putting up with this podcasting, by the way.
It's been fun.
All right, we're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.